From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a top State Department official visits Iraq on another day of violence. But first, in a Birmingham courthouse today, Eric Rudolph pleaded guilty to state charges in the 1998 bombing of an abortion clinic. Rudolph has also admitted to the Olympic Park bombings in Atlanta in 1996. Don Plummer is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's been following the case of Eric Rudolph since the manhunt that led to his capture in the mountains of North Carolina, and he joins us by phone from Atlanta. And Mr. Plummer, Eric Rudolph was in court today. What is he pleading guilty to in Birmingham?
Well, he's pleading guilty to a 1998 bombing at a women's clinic that killed a police officer who was working as an off-duty security guard and permanently blinded and maimed a nurse who was there.
And he faces other charges relating to the Olympics and also a nightclub bombing, right?
There are actually three bombings in Atlanta. The 1996 Olympics, and two bombings in 1997, one at another women's clinic in north side of Atlanta and a lesbian nightclub closer into town.
And he has admitted to all of those?
Yes, that's part of the plea agreement. He's admitted to all four bombings, and in exchange, he does not face the death penalty, as he did in Birmingham, for that crime. He also agreed to tell prosecutors some things that they were very interested in about some dynamite that he had buried in western North Carolina near Murphy, where he had originally gone missing and was captured 5.5 years later.
Now, his time on the lam, that 5 years plus that he was able to elude authorities, has captivated the imagination of the nation. Has he said anything about how he was able to do that?
Well, his lawyer said to me last week and again today at the hearing that he would be talking about what happened and his perspective on it in a written paper that he plans to publish after the sentencing, which is sometime in the future.
And when will he be sentenced? We don't know yet.
There's no sentencing date yet. However, the sentence is already set at 4 life terms without parole.
His sentence for 4 consecutive life sentences, while he will never see the light of day outside the prison, has been controversial there.
Well, it was, especially with some of the victims who felt like that this was a person who deserved to at least face the death penalty. Most of them we've talked to, though, said that they were talked to by the prosecutors. They had explained to them the importance of trying to find the more than 200 pounds of explosives that the prosecutors had been able to locate as a result of this plea bargain. Some of it was very close to homes, buried in the ground, had the potential of exploding if someone had been doing some digging. Also, there was a bomb that was ready to go off that had been planted in the ground adjacent to the National Guard Armory. And the reason that's important is that that's where the search was headquartered. There were more than 200 officers there at one time. It looks like that somehow Rudolph was able to get very close to the headquarters of the search, plant a bomb, and only he knows whether he planned to explode it then or later. But that was part of the irony of this case all the way through. It seemed like he had such a good knowledge of the area that he was very comfortable in his surroundings, and the people who were looking for him were not.
Don Plummer is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He joined us from Atlanta. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.